Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad that you could be a part of our e-assembly tonight. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Richard's lesson that he presented this morning, I encourage you to do that. It's a great lesson on hope and looking down the road. It's very poignant in terms of our situation today with this pandemic, and worth your while to go and listen to that. I hope that tonight is encouraging to you. I'm thinking of the title for tonight is Being Spiritually Healthy in a Time of Illness. And I know that when I think of that, at least, our world has been sick for a very, very long time. And it really, that sickness started when Adam and Eve came on the scene and the sin entered into the world through them. And our world has been sick ever since. But I also think of it from the standpoint of what we can do to be spiritually healthy in this time of illness when we're separated from each other. And I know our elders and Richard has been talking a lot about staying connected to God through his word and through prayer and reaching out to other brothers and sisters and checking in on them. But I also want to explore maybe that there are some other things that we can be doing to help keep us spiritually healthy when we are apart from one another. I'm reminded of the words in Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. It says this, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. For I have not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Joshua is getting ready to lead the Israelite nation into the land of Canaan, the promised land. And God is telling him, be strong and courageous because I'm with you. Not only that, Joshua, you have my law with you. So don't depart from it to the right or to the left. And instead, meditate on it day and night. Be strong and courageous, Joshua. I think of that idea, meditate on God's word day and night. When we consider Eastern religions, the idea of meditation is really that we empty ourselves of nothing. We begin to meditate in such a way that sooner or later our minds are left with nothing in it. We've emptied ourselves completely. But when you look at God's word and you look at Christianity, meditation is the exact opposite. Meditation is the idea of filling ourselves up with God. And that's why God is telling Joshua, meditate on my law day and night. Don't depart from it. Fill yourself up with me and you'll be strong and courageous and I will prosper you. It reminds me of the words in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, when Paul is writing to the Philippian church, and he says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." We're to be thinking on the things of heaven, on the things of God, and filling our minds up with those things. I also think of Psalm chapter 1. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." The person who doesn't stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers, his delight is in the way of the Lord. And he meditates on God's ways. He fills himself up with God's ways day and night because he's meditating on God's laws and his precepts and his word day and night. And when we do that, we can't help but to avoid the seat of scoffers or the way of sinners. I also think of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Well, how are we to be transformed? And how are we to know what the will of God is if we're not meditating on his word day and night? I think that's one way that we can strive to be spiritually healthy in this time of illness, that we are constantly going to God's Word and reading it and studying it, meditating on it day and night. It's easy to be fearful, like I've said before, and many out there, whoever you turn on, whatever Bible study you choose to be a part of, that's a common theme that is being out, that is being said, that it's easy to be fearful in light of this pandemic and this virus. But when we're able to meditate on God's Word and look to Him, He gives us hope, and we have that hope that we will be carried through this. But not only that, we have the hope of being spiritually healthy. That way we can get on down the road. I want to leave one last thing with you. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 11 reads like this. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. I want to read verse 11 again. So shall my word be, referring to the rain and the snow that comes down from the skies. That rain and snow does not return back to the skies. It has a purpose. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. You see, when we are digging into God's word and meditating on His word day and night, and we are consuming His word instead of consuming, you name it, we've consumed it, Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, and I'm sure there's a Hulu, there's a whole host of things out there, any type of social media, we're consuming that. But what if we change our thinking a little bit and we consume God's word so that we can be spiritually healthy while we're apart from one another? And let's lean on God during this time. When we lean on God's word and we consume His word, we know and we have a promise that His word will not return to Him empty. He will mold us and shape us through His word. I hope tonight and in the weeks to come, or this coming week and also in the weeks to come, that you'll make it a priority to just dive into God's word. Even if it's a verse at a time or a few minutes here, a few minutes there, maybe you put your phone down and not look at Facebook for 15 minutes. Maybe you take a pause on that Netflix binge and you just pick up God's word and you feast on God's word so that you can be spiritually healthy. We love you all. We miss you. And we hope that you're doing okay. If there's anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to email one of the elders or Richard Clint or myself, or call the office and leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Stay safe, stay healthy as you shelter in peace.